Everybody's entertainers.
I said, where's Kevin?
Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
From Entertainment Tonight in Phoenix. And he's going to have to rush home to see about Suge Knight getting arrested for murder. Kevin Frazier. You got to leave to go cover Suge Knight.
You got to get back,
listen,
man.
Get Suge Knight and lock him up, and the streets are finally safe.
Wow.
I feel like I can walk around if they get him and put him behind bars. Because I've always said this. He's the one person in Los Angeles I am afraid of. If you see Suge and he's coming your way, leave, because something bad happens when he ends up anywhere.
Wow. It does.
Every time he shows up somewhere.
Anywhere.
Something bad happens.
Anywhere. Party. If you're in Target in the middle of the night and he walks in, get out. Just get out. Do your shopping later.
It's not worth it. Suge
Knight on aisle 5.
No. Right. They need to announce it. When he walks in the door, they like, clear the house. Suge Knight just walked in.
Marshawn Lynch isn't talking to the media, but he talked to you.
He sang.
He even sang? You know,
so here's the interesting thing about that. Marshawn, and I watched this last year when Dion talked to him. People first look at him and they say, oh, he must be angrier. Marshawn's a happy, regular guy, a man with a Cal Berkeley education. He has taken over this Super Bowl. It was worth the fine to him if you come down here and see what he is doing in Phoenix. Yesterday, I'm walking through the NFL experience, and I see these people running around in the beast mode hat that he was wearing at his press conference. And I was like, I'm like, hold up. Where'd y'all get those hats from?
Yeah.
And they turn around and they say, oh, we're at the Marshawn Lynch pop-up shop in Scottsdale. Mm. And I was like, what? And they're like, it sold out in about 15 minutes. And I was like, wait. He brought down hats and gear. So then I see Alicia Quarles last night from E! And she walks in with a Beast Mode workout shirt. Not a t-shirt, but a beautiful workout shirt. And I'm like, hold on, what are you doing? And she's like, yeah, I got one of the, you know, from the pop-up shop, I got some stuff. She's like, Marshawn's coming here in a few minutes, he'll bring some stuff. So he's hijacked the Super Bowl and turned it into an amazing money-making opportunity. And I'm going to tell you what I think he did. I think he watched Richard Sherman last year and watched how people were like, this guy's angry. Oh, no, he's not. He's the great American poster. And Richard Sherman made so much money last year, endorsements and appearances and everything. And so Marshawn came down with a plan. And you better believe, once that Beast Mode gear goes worldwide and you can get it, it's sold out on his website. Once he can fill those orders, he's going to make so much on merchandise.
He can afford to pay any fine that the NFL puts
on
him.
But Kevin, what did you and Michelle Williams do to get him to talk to
you? And what did he talk about?
If you didn't buy gear.
Well, here's what happened. We walked, Marshawn left. We were going to go up to go talk to him, and Marshawn left. And I was like, let's find Marshawn real quick because I know we can get him to talk. So we go towards the back of the house, and Michelle actually walks into the area where they're holding the players.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back out about 3 minutes later, and she's like, come on, he wants to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, come on, let's go back there. And I get back there, Dion is with him, and Marshawn rolls with Dion. I mean, they're cool. He listens to Dion, and I have a great relationship with Dion. We went back, he was like, hey, what's up, y'all? Let's talk. And
wow.
I was like, all right. And so what I realized is that he's not hiding from folks, because 2 days later he talked to Alicia Quarles.
So it's the key to get a good-looking black woman to come up with you?
Right, well,
sounds like it.
Hey. I think there's a little bit of that, but also I think there's a little bit of what's happening is he's being very selective. He doesn't want to talk. And this happened for years and years and years to reporters. If you didn't look like the players, you didn't get that interview.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
And I think that now he has turned it on its head a little bit. And he said, hey, you know what? Those are people that I can relate to. I will talk to you.
Kevin Frazier, do you remember the name Dwayne Thomas?
Of course.
From the Dallas Cowboys.
A great running back.
Okay. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl. Dwayne Thomas didn't want to talk to the media.
Yep.
And this was before they had the rule that players had to talk. And Dwayne Thomas didn't want to talk. And in fact, he had a spokesperson, which
was
Jim Brown.
I remember.
And,
I remember.
And Jim Brown got on TV and said, Dwayne Thomas doesn't want to talk because this is some kind of slave organization, and Tex Schramm is a slave driver, and all that kind of racial stuff. And then they changed the rules. But the thing about but the difference in Marshawn Lynch and Dwayne Thomas is not only did Dwayne Thomas not talk to the press, he didn't talk to anybody. He didn't talk to Tex Schramm. He didn't talk to Tom Landry. He didn't talk to his teammates. He didn't talk to his neighbors, his mama, his relatives. He didn't talk with anybody. He just didn't talk.
Right, and people don't realize that really damaged his legacy. If you remember, I mean, nowadays you ask a kid or someone or even the organization, they never celebrated what he did for that organization and
most
what he helped them
do. Most people don't even know the name Dwayne Thomas.
Exactly, and he was a great running back.
He was a great running back, and he was the first not to talk.
But I think the difference is Marshawn, he'll talk, and also Marshawn will do things, but he's capitalizing on this. He literally is turning this whole thing on its head. He's using the NFL's rules and the way that the media treats players, and he's using it to his advantage. I gave him, because we were giving out Xbox Ones at Media Day.
That's what I was going to ask.
And I gave him one. And Marshawn, literally, before we started rolling, he said, man, this is so awesome because I have all these kids at my foundation, and this is something that they could use. You
he
know,
was singing, Kevin.
Huh?
He started singing.
No, he's not an angry guy. So, and think about this. How does the media portray him when he won't talk to the media?
As an angry black man?
Exactly.
Okay, you're saying it's genius.
Not,
now, here's the question.
Not angry. I think it's genius.
Okay, here's the question. Is it still genius if the Seattle Seahawks don't win or if Marshawn Lynch doesn't have a big game?
Is it still genius? I think no matter what, people have already bought into beast mode. Okay, so number one, he has, for the whole week, distracted the media from talking to Russell Wilson about how bad he played in the NFC Championship game and can he deal with doing it. He has distracted people from so many things. If I'm the teammate, I'm like, this is cool, and I'll tell you where I'm going to take you back to, Tom. Think about the last run with the Bulls and Dennis Rodman. And during the finals, Dennis Rodman would take off and he would go to Vegas. He would go out and party all night. We'd do stuff with him at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then the next day he would play in the NBA Finals. And so I was like, I asked Phil Jackson, I talked to Michael Jordan, I said, isn't this a distraction? And they're like, no, because he goes out and does his job. And if y'all want to pay attention to that, that's cool. And Dennis is making money and doing his thing. We're good with it. Mm. But he comes and does his job.
And it takes the heat off the other players, like you said.
Nobody's chasing Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen or anybody because we're all running around with Dennis Rodman. Dennis is going to Vegas in between games.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I see
what you're
saying.
So we would run to Vegas.
Yeah.
We got to get a camera to Vegas because Dennis Rodman's going to be there for
the
event.
I'm glad you guys got him to talk.
But they won the game, though. That's
come Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch has to win the game and has to have a big game.
Well, congratulations on getting him to talk, Kevin Frazier.
Thank you. And I got to get home to make sure Suge is, behind the ball.